Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak.
I'm Nell Larson.
And joining us in studio is our second guest. They include Kevin Emerson. He's the Energy Efficiency Program Director for Utah Clean Energy.
Good morning.
Celia Peterson, Environmental Sustainability Project Manager for Park City Municipal.
Good morning.
Lisa Yoder, Sustainability Program Manager for Summit County.
Good morning.
Oh, thanks for joining us. And yeah, stay good and close to those microphones because we want to talk about a program or a website, a collaboration of the three groups that you're launching with respect to Summit Community Power Works.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what this website's about.
We're so excited to be talking about the launch of the SCPW Challenge web platform. It's a community tool and resource that makes it really easy for community members across Summit County who have previously participated in SCPW activities and those who haven't yet to find tools and resources to help the community reach its sustainability and carbon reduction goals.
And this just launched yesterday, is that right?
We just launched it yesterday. We've been spending the last little while building out this tool, which has over 70 actions that residents can commit to. And yeah, we just launched it yesterday. We're already seeing people sign up. There's a couple fun kind of challenges already happening that we can speak to really briefly this morning. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're excited to help teach people about how to get there, how to sign up, what impacts it has. And we can talk a little bit about that in a minute.
And it's scpwchallenge.org, all one word.
You got it. Exactly.
There. Okay.
So there are 70 actions on there. Tell us, give us a smattering of what those are.
I'll go for it.
All right, see ya.
So there's 70 actions, and they range from easy to challenging. So, I mean, if you've already picked the low-hanging fruit, there's still challenging actions that you can take. But if you're just ready to get your feet wet, there's easy stuff you can do as well. For each action, it offers guidance on everything that you need to know in order to take that action. So, say, for instance, you need a new water heater, and you want to buy the most energy efficient water heater, you can go to scpwchallenge.org, choose that action. It'll have all the incentives and rebates that are available there for
wow.
you, so you don't have to go hunting after that.
Oh,
there can be
great.
A list of contractors on some actions too if you need some extra help. So it's really a one-stop shop for taking action on energy efficiency as well as saving water and waste and recycling actions.
Oh, waste and recycling edge too. Okay.
Also included, yep.
All right. And so what level would that be considered? Is that an easy challenge, a mid? I want to give us some examples of...
Well, there's several different actions in each of the categories. There's five categories, I believe. So there's the big actions. Those are the ones that are really going to save the most CO2 energy as well as financial savings. Those mm-hmm. are all populated in there. So if you take the action, you'll see what your savings actually are. And so for each of the categories, those five categories, like big actions, energy efficiency, home energy, waste and recycling, water conservation, and transportation.
Transportation.
Not sure that added up to five, but
right.
I think we got there.
Yeah. Oh.
And there are easy and challenging actions
right.
for all of the categories. So there's easy things you can do with respect to transportation, and then there's more challenging things. If you've already, like Celia said, picked the low-hanging fruit. The cool thing about this platform is that once you sign up, you make your own profile. You make your own profile, and then you commit to taking actions. And as you complete actions, it actually calculates the CO2 emission benefits of all the actions that you take. So it has smarts in the web platform. So you don't have to go and calculate what your CO2 emission impact is.
Right.
It'll do that for you once you follow through and you tick the box on, yes, I completed this action, and get ready for the next one. So the cool thing is as everyone who participates completes actions, we start getting a sense of the community-wide impact on CO2 emission reductions, which is really, really exciting that this platform allows.
Right.
I just wanted to ask, Lisa and Celia, how is this kind of tying into the county's and the city's goals for carbon reduction? We've all set some pretty aggressive goals, some pretty big goals.
Absolutely. This is supported by the county and the city, specifically to help us reach our goals, but most importantly, to help people understand how they can take action.
Okay.
Right, and I can just speak from the city side as well. So we've calculated the community-wide carbon footprint, and we know, especially from our energy footprint, it's over half is coming from residential emissions. So this platform is really geared to Park City residences and homes. So even if you're a renter, you can click a box in there, and there's no excuse, even if you're not paying your own water or natural gas bill, you can click a box, and it'll lead you through actions that are appropriate for renters as well.
Good.
And it's for not just Park City residents, all of Summit County residents.
Okay, good. Right. Now I have no money, so are there actions there of those 70 that don't cost anything for me to do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
On each action, it says what the upfront cost is as well. So you can see if there's an action that costs $0, such as taking the bus
Good.
In Park City. We're lucky
so
that way.
So changes in behavior
exactly.
that don't cost anything.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, there's also some community actions, like talking with your neighbors about the importance of doing these kinds of things, talking with your neighbors about how as a community we can take small actions and work as, you know, teams to help reach these ambitious community level goals. So there's some kind of, you know, some plenty of actions that don't cost anything that can help, you know, raise the profile of these issues in the community.
Right.
One of the things that I love about this website that Celia kind of spoke to is that it acts as a resource for people who are making decisions about their home or need to replace a water heater or probably wondering about solar panels or what should I do if I need new insulation. I think those are the kinds of questions that are out there and they're being talked about a lot, but people didn't really have a place to go toward. Is that a part of what guided the implementation of the website?
Absolutely. It's hard to find all of the information
that's
out there. So
yeah.
We wanted to prevent people from having to get into the rabbit hole and just have this one site where they can go to access all the information that they need.
You did that. You got into the rabbit hole for us and,
right.
and selected the best information.
That way, people who don't need to go down the rabbit hole to be able to take action. It simplifies this complicated, sometimes complicated subject of weatherizing a house or, as she said, you know, installing a new furnace. Where do you even start? Where do you even start with insulating your house or adding insulation? So this is going to be a great tool and a fun platform to challenge between neighbors, between neighborhoods. Park City Council challenged the Summit County Council members.
Oh, okay.
So the platform allows for challenges, and then you can set up your own competitions if you wish to help spur participation.
Yeah, and, okay. and another example is you might have a family might have kids at one school, and they have friends who go to a different school, and you can set up challenges between schools, for example, or homeowners associations might get into a friendly competition with another homeowners association to see which group can, you know, see the most CO2 reductions through a variety of actions committed to by the folks who live in each community.
Okay. Is there a time frame for these actions, or is it just an ongoing activity?
Well, it's an ongoing effort. Really, we really want to provide these tools so they become a standard kind of practice across the community. However, we are encouraging folks to log on to scpwchallenge.org, create a profile, start selecting those actions that make sense for you, and then start completing actions, because we'll be recognizing some of the early joiners and the early participants in early October at an event, a couple of events in early October. So we really encourage people to get started right away.
And okay. actions will be added over time so that we can continue to engage people as incentive change, as we learn more, as people ask for more information. We'll add components to keep it interesting over time.
That's good. I like that. It resets things or refreshes things, new and improved challenges. I know that with respect to me, some of the things I did that saved a lot of energy was, of course, being more mindful with not just my type of lighting, but just using less lighting, using less electricity. I retire my hot tub every winter. I literally drain it and clean it because I don't use it. And I saved hundreds and hundreds of dollars in electricity costs for something that I just never used. And I never realized how much electricity my hot tub consumes. My heat tape, I better manage my heat tape processes. When there's no snow on the roof, I turn my heat tape off. It's not a set and forget it mentality that we have. And
I don't know if our listeners can hear Chris pounding on the desk as he listens
I get evangelical about that. Because that is a huge, Lisa, you know, and Celia, you know, heat tape is a huge consumer of electricity in this community.
Yes. Yep.
And because we have that set it and forget it mentality, and that's got to change. So I hope those are some of the challenges on there.
We are actually working to add a heat tape action. It's not quite there yet, but that will be on the challenge because it's just one of those things you don't think about. And it's a huge consumer of electricity, and it's a great way that we can reduce our overall electricity demand. And we need to remember that right now about 60% of the electricity generated comes from coal-fired power plants.
Right.
So that is a really huge impact on reducing CO2 emissions.
Okay. Good.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes left. Yeah. What else do you want to mention before we have to wrap up? What did we miss?
Well, I want to make sure everyone knows that the website is scpwchallenge.org. We also have a Facebook presence. So if you just Google Summit Community Power Works, you can find our Facebook presence. We're on Instagram and Twitter as well. And we'll just be promoting, specific actions you can take, different community events happening, and helping people remember that this is a really easy tool that you can use to, create family or community school team goals and then start helping the community reach its sustainability.
Which again, both the county and the city have.
Right. Very similar goals. They're a little bit different, but
right.
Every participation helps towards the goals and reducing household utility costs, oftentimes increasing comfort in a home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's multiple benefits from participating besides just the fun of the website platform itself.
I like that you mentioned comfort. It can increase comfort rather than decrease comfort. Yeah. You don't have to live in a freezing cold house.
You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not a vow of poverty you're taking with respect to comfort. This is about finding inefficiencies.
Yes, and reducing waste.
I think the
bottom of it to me is reducing wasteful use.
Again, whether it's electricity, natural gas, water, solid waste generation,
driving your car,
and things like that, whether there's a cost to it or no cost. Celia, you have one more
I wanted thing? To mention that if you would like to talk to us in person, we'll be around promoting this all over the place in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be at Miner's Day. Come by and say hello. We'll be at Park City Market the last 2 weeks in September, I believe. We'll be at the next Coffee with Council at the Senior Center on the 17th and Leadership. Just a little teaser here, but you might see something in your next newsletter.
Okay. And one other thing, this is kind of a little bit off the rails, but it's still under sustainability. The city is doing some interesting things out at McPollin Barn.
Indeed with
We'll have maybe perhaps you and Luke Carton on to talk more about this introduction of cattle to the McPollin Barn area and why you're doing that and why that is tied to sustainability. It's really interesting. I want to learn more about that. We don't have time right now.
Regenerative agriculture.
Okay.
Driving more carbon into our soils.
Okay. So leave it at that. But again, thanks so much. Anything else? Okay.
No.
We're all good.
Go for it.
thank you for having us.
Well, yes, Kevin Emerson, Energy Efficiency Program Director for Utah Clean Energy, Celia Peterson, Environmental Sustainability Project Manager for Park City Municipal, and Lisa Yoder, Sustainability Program Manager for Summit County. It's scpwchallenge.org. Go there and get engaged with your own carbon footprint and how you can reduce it. Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the launch.
Thanks.